there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up on this Wednesday edition, we got a lot going on. Yes, the tournament is here. Well, kind of. We got the play-in games already underway. We'll give you more details on how you can get involved in competing against us when you're picking your bracket. But the start of the Major League Baseball season is here, all the way in South Korea. We're going to go live there and talk with John Paul Morosi to get the latest on the scene and what it's looking like out there in Korea between the Dodgers and the Padres. We're also going to catch up with the old P, Petros Papadakis, and it was a wild ride with him as he's sitting here celebrating his LA Dodgers, who all of a sudden come back and take a lead while he's live on the air with us. We've got other news and notes from around the NFL, like draft speculation. We've got another edition of In Case You Missed It, our midweek awards, and the return of the BQ News. It's all yours coming up next here. Two pros and a cup of Joe on a Wednesday, Fox Sports Radio.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
No, that's right. It's two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. You can listen to us on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country, no matter where you are, making us a part of your Wednesday morning. We appreciate you doing so. We are going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, and we do so live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Yeah.
And Lat's back. Burr, burr. Lat's back.
Hey, there he is.
Brady
hey.
Quinn is back.
Hey, Q.
I miss the music, too. That's how good these songs are for our new open. It's great.
Yeah, it's...
this is the best one ever.
Every time, yeah. Picturing LeVar sitting in the parking lot, and then as Jonas drives in, just going, burr, 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 dum, burr, 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 and Jonas kind of like smiling as he waves from the truck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen, I know. Yeah.
That's showtime. Your badge of honor, huh?
That's all I got.
You enjoy that, boy. That's got all my I got. Truck.
Yeah, getting oil change later on.
Nice.
Coming up, I think we're at 360,000. Yeah, coming up on.
Did you name your car, your truck?
No.
No, why do people name that? My kids named their cars. Like the Fusion is named Conrad, and the Expedition is named Pearl.
Huh.
I don't get it, but they named them.
Mm-hmm. You never named your cars growing up? It was never your.
I had one car that I named, and it wasn't really a name. It was just like kind of what I called it, and that was, I had a 360 Medina, and I called it the Bullet, because it like was like a silver bullet. It's a pretty cool looking car. So,
nice.
But it wasn't a name. But I guess it was a name. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, listen, yeah. I know,
and
this.
And I didn't change it to the Silver Wizard either. You know, I kept it Bullet.
All right.
Yeah.
What about you, Brady? You name your cars or no?
I do not, and I don't. I try not to name really anything if I don't have to.
Yeah,
there's a lot of names out there you got to remember. So if I don't have to name anything else to remember a name, I try not to.
That's a great way to live.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have.
That's true.
You know, you don't have a part of you that you don't you name like.
No. We've talked about this before. I am so low on the totem pole of priorities in my own life that I get very little attention.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I know this.
It's a hard world to live in if Q feels that way, man.
There's a lot of things that are going on here because we've got live, actual in-game action going on.
Like right now.
Oh, hell yeah. Over in
Where
Korea.
At? What?
We have Seoul. Got Dodgers, Padres, first pitch of the 2024 Major League Baseball season.
Oh,
and,
sweet.
They're getting ready to throw down here coming up in just a couple of moments from now. So
161 more to go.
Yeah, you better believe it. But I do think it's
popcorn.
I do think it is special because, you know, we're on the air with a live sporting event going on, and it's not some,
what does that mean?
Well, it's not some crummy Australian Open or some, you know, golf tournament.
What does that mean,
Pontevedra?
I mean, I hope he gets it. You know, I hope he hears you calling his name.
It just depends on how he's treated. It depends on how Live Bet Jesus is treated.
Why do
and
you
assuming.
Get to be his spokesperson? Why can't he speak for himself?
I wish I didn't have this much on my plate. I wish the piece of paper would fall onto somebody else's lap and they would read the pick because then they would have
to. So you're saying you're high on the priorities list, unlike Q being low on the priorities list. You're high on Mr. Live Bet Jesus' his priority list, and you're his spokesperson.
I just think he trusts me.
That plate that Jonas refers to is bare and empty because he is not one to bet forever, and so no one's eating. Okay, but if Live Bet Loser would love to come on our show today, I would gladly welcome it.
Well, first of all,
the disrespect.
Of course, he doesn't win that much because he makes difficult picks. Like he picks long shots. He picks major underdogs to try and win because he's not taking the easy way out. So of course that's the case.
Lee was hanging with Live Bet Jesus the other day.
Lee.
Yes.
Tell me, has Live Bet Jesus ever placed a bet that was plus money?
No,
ever?
No, not that I know of. And how many? In how many years?
What's your
five?
Six. Yeah, six,
seven,
6 to 8 years. No, I've never seen plus money on that. Live Bet Jesus.
I mean, this is why the disrespect. Why would he want to surround himself with you hooligans that are just going to spread lies the entire time?
This is way too early for Live Bet Jesus. We need it at least in the seventh inning.
Yeah, what inning are we in right now? Has first pitch been thrown?
We are moments away from Shohei Ohtani. Coming up to plate, it'll start with Mookie Betts, but Shohei Ohtani is in the on-deck circle.
Okay. What do we think here? Eighth inning? Somewhere in there, I think a bet's going to be placed on my Live Bet Jesus.
Listen, you want to know when Live Bet Jesus makes picks? When it's a really difficult time to make picks.
Dang.
That's what I know. It's a difficult time, and if it gets difficult,
it's actually quite the opposite.
And people are scared to go out there and throw some money down and throw some coin down, then... You know, then Live Bet Jesus will step right up and make things happen.
I only have one request.
What's that?
And that's that we don't have Live Bet Jesus place a bet at 5:45 a.m. Pacific or almost 9 a.m. Eastern. Because then we don't have any time to really sit back and, like, enjoy this bet, whether he won or lost, any of that.
Well, I mean, look, the way he's being treated thus far, I wouldn't imagine that you would hear from him anytime before hour four.
And they're going to be airing that game. What? They're airing it here, right?
Yeah.
So you won't even hear us. You won't even hear Jonas miss the bet anyway.
Yeah,
so.
on the blowtorch, AM570 LA Sports, they are airing the Dodger game. They are the home of the Dodgers. So right now, we have got first pitch. Yu Darvish will be pitching to Mookie Betts. Padres, Dodgers... And the first pitch from Yu Darvish to open the 2024 Major League Baseball season.
Just went yard.
Is a ball outside at 94 miles.
Okay, good start. Ball outside. Did Live Bet Jesus call that?
Probably. Hmm. You know, yeah, probably. But based
you think
on,
there's a betting line on what the first pitch was going to be?
Yes, you can do that. You can actually do that. You can go in-game betting, and you can bet on pitch to pitch in Major League Baseball. It's a little bit more difficult with the pitch clock, but back in the day... I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I haven't partaken in some of that. Right, I'm not going to go on here and try and lie to anybody about that. I will say this. We also had the NCAA tournament play-in game start last night.
Yeah, we did.
We've got others coming up tonight, and then we got the tourney coming up tomorrow. Yeah. And have you guys filled out your brackets? Ooh, are you ready to rock?
My bracket is filled out, ready to rock. And let me tell you something. Watching Virginia's offense last night, all right, and seeing what that team has become since it basically had, won a tournament in the past – what was the winner? Like 8 years ago? So somewhere in that time frame?
Jeez, was it that long ago? The Virginia?
Maybe I was saying somewhere within that time.
Yeah, frame. Yeah.
That is one of the most dramatic falls from grace I have seen for a program. My God, they were awful last night. I feel bad saying that, but like Brian Ferentz and Kirk Ferentz are smiling watching that offense.
I was actually thinking about that. Like that is the comp. Like they are basketball's version of Iowa, just based on how poor they're. But their offense was never that great to begin with. That's just kind of that's the nature of their team. So
that was kind of it, right? They slowed the game down. They try to force teams to have to play like a lot of half court, offense and all. I get that, but man, that was tough to watch. And some of those young men need to learn how to shoot. I'm not sure who's their shooting coach.
Right.
If they want,
bang, bang.
I will gladly come behind.
Right, hang back.
And look, here's what we'll do. We're going to start off by watching the movie Hoosiers. Okay. We're going to learn how to shoot a proper jump shot and we're going to figure this thing out and we'll get you right back to being competitive in the ACC and in the NCAA tournament. But for now, some of these guys are not shooting with the proper form or technique.
Okay? Hey, LeVar, were you a good free throw shooter back when you played?
Yeah, I wasn't bad. It was a fundamental. I was pretty good.
If you had to guess, like percentage-wise, were you in like the 70s?
Yeah.
Oh, I was 80
Yeah,
plus.
Probably. Maybe, yeah, probably. Yeah, probably a little more than that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear that? Yeah. Brady was 80 plus.
Yeah.
I might have been close to 80. Throws.
That's what I would do if I was having a bad shooting night. You go in, draw a foul, get on the free throw line, start getting back into the rhythm.
That's the move.
Yeah. Again, not naming names, Dante Harris, but some of these young men, I would not want to go out in a real game and shoot and look like that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well, I do know this. My son filled out his bracket last night. And I learned about halfway through the second region that whatever team I give him second, that's the one he's going to pick.
Yeah.
So I had to do it in different rotations. But he ended up going with he's got Arizona beating Marquette in the final.
Well, that's interesting.
And the only reason he picked Marquette is because I have a buddy named Marcus who lives up the street from me. And so he thought I was saying Marcus. And so he just kept saying Marquette all the way through. For some reason, he's got Duke beating Arizona, or Houston rather, which ain't happening whatsoever unless they allow Lakers.
I had Duke beating Houston, too.
There you go.
Do you really?
Var's got it.
Damn.
He's rooting for Duke. I mean, Michigan's not even a part of his conversation.
I'm not rooting for Duke, but I have them winning.
Yeah.
I have UNC beating.
Wait, you have Duke winning it all?
No, I have UNC winning it all over UK.
There you go. I like that. See? You got the Wildcats in there.
Anybody else got Kentucky in the final?
Yeah, yeah. I got them winning it all. I got them beating UConn.
Yep.
I got
Houston over Arizona in the final. And here's my logic. Yeah. What is the mascot of Houston?
Is it Cougar?
Yeah.
Okay.
That Final Four is in Arizona, and they're playing Arizona. And what is there a lot of in Arizona?
Cougars.
Damn right. So we're
going to have a lot of home support.
Yeah, we're going to get a Houston-Arizona final. And so for those of you wondering
But you do know that Arizona is a Wildcat.
Yeah, but...
So isn't that offsetting?
Well, no, but the Final Four is in Arizona. So I just had Arizona
getting there.
Yeah, I just had Arizona getting there, but I don't
think they're
going to
win. But they're a big cat, too, though. I mean, kind of, Wildcat isn't like a big cat, but...
Yeah.
I mean, but it's a cat that's, like, more along the lines of a cougar than, like, a lion or a tiger.
Well, if cougar's used for an older woman on the prowl, I thought that was more saved for, like, moms, that was like a phrase you used.
Well, that's Scottsdale too, though. I mean, that's Arizona.
But like, what would you call a wildcat? Is it like a grandma?
I don't know.
Like a Goldie Hawn.
Like, like Jane Fonda back in the day.
Goldie Hawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Goldie Hawn. Is that what that is?
You imagine LeVar's driving around.
LeVar's
driving around going, hey, look at that Goldie Hawn over there.
That's what I'm saying. Is that, are we calling those Wildcats then?
Mm-hmm. Man's like, what the hell's that? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Man getting older now. Man's like, hey, Dad, that's what they call a Wildcat, huh? Do they make noises? Yes, unreal.
My hip.
We do. Hey, by the way, if only you knew how applicable that was, Brady.
My hip.
Know what I mean, Var?
Oh man, you are out of total control, Jonas Knox.
You might want to send a text.
You're too much.
Everybody.
But how about the Dodgers, man?
Quick update here. It is a one ball, no strikes count, and there is a swing and a drive deep to left field. And that's a can of corn. That is an out, and the inning is over.
Nice.
And it looked like we had ourselves
baseball
a potential
season
run.
Is upon us.
No runs, no hits, no errors. Bottom of the second coming up from Korea. How about that? There was a hit. Was there a hit, Eddie? Oh yeah, bottom of the first coming up. Yeah, whatever. We'll work on that. We'll fix it in the pod. Let me redo it so we can get the better version of that. For the podcast. All right, 3, 2, 1.
Look at y'all's text.
No runs, no hits, no errors. Bottom of the first coming up from Korea. See? It's better that way. All right, it is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. By the way.
I'm out.
By the way, speaking
of. Get us out of this.
speaking of the tournament. You can fill out your tourney brackets now in the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. Visit foxsportsradio.com now to register, fill out your bracket, and get rules. You compete against Fox Sports Radio hosts like us and fellow listeners to see who has the best bracket. The winning bracket wins the ultimate college sports trip for you and a friend with a $2,000 Graduate Hotels gift card, a $1,500 travel credit, and a basketball swag bag. The foxsportsradio.com Bracket Challenge is now live. And it is presented by Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay, and by Tractor Supply. So we are going to have the usuals coming up later on. We do have another edition of In Case You Missed It. We've got our midweek awards. The BQ News is also coming up. Plus, we are going to go to Korea. We're going to catch up with our guy, John Palmarosi, who is there live on location. The old P, Petros Papadakis, is here. It is a jam-packed Wednesday edition of the show here on Fox Sports Radio. But we do have ourselves a potential big-time move up the draft board coming up next month in the NFL, and we'll tell you what the rumor and speculation is right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Still.
Two pros still and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio.
AK.
LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up in about 20 minutes from now, from the TireRack.com studios, we may have identified the most relatable head coach in all of football. You'll get the details on that about 20 minutes from now here on FSR. By the way, first hit of the Major League Baseball season just happened in the top of the second. If you had Max Muncy as your guess or your bet, congratulations, you have won. Max Muncy with a single to center field, and the Dodgers have a runner on. No outs, top of the second. No score to lead off the Major League Baseball season in Korea.
Wow. So, there you go. Wow. Can't get enough of these updates.
I just want to get, you know, I just want to keep everybody up to speed as to what's happening here. So we do have some potential developments going on in the NFL. And we've been kind of watching to see if we all believe that the first three picks of the NFL draft are going to be quarterbacks. And let's say it's Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, whatever, you know, order. If you want to swap Drake May and Jaden Daniels, that's fine. But now there's some speculation out there that J.J. McCarthy is moving up draft boards, according to reports. The Vikings are the betting favorites on DraftKings as the landing spot for J.J. McCarthy. There's also the potential of the Giants and the Broncos potentially moving up. But it does seem like, you know, we got about a month and change before the NFL draft, and we are already hot and heavy in draft speculation and rumors as teams are moving up to try and get the fourth quarterback on off the board, which could be J.J. McCarthy from Michigan.
Have we ever seen four go 1, 2, 3, 4 in a draft?
I don't think so.
At any position.
I think we've seen three quarterbacks go in a row, right?
Yeah.
But this will be a first in that respect, and I find that interesting because I don't know that people are talking about this draft class in that light. You know, we've had some draft classes where people have kind of made mention of that, talking about the group that was coming out. And this group is certainly a very, very good group of quarterbacks. I actually think there's some depth there too. But what's interesting is it feels like there's a clear-cut number one. And typically when that's the case, there's – for whatever reason, maybe it's just by like sheer comparison of what, you know, everyone's trying to be compared to a guy that some people feel like his comp's Patrick Mahomes, which is that's a pretty ridiculous comp, given that Patrick Mahomes right now has done stuff we've never seen a player walk in the NFL and do. And that even includes Tom Brady. So usually when you hear that, you hear teams kind of not be quite as enthusiastic about the other quarterbacks in this draft class, but that's not really the case. I mean, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, now J.J. McCarthy, like all those guys are still getting a ton of love and being looked at potentially going 1, 2, 3, 4. And I think the odds are telling you something, right, Jonas? If you look at Arizona it's maybe looking less and less, or the Chargers, for example, that Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to go where they thought he was going
to
go.
Maserati Marv. Now it's a plus 330. It was like a 12-1 last week when we first started talking about it.
And that's not an indictment on Marvin Harrison in any way. It's just a matter of teams looking to trade up. If you look what the Minnesota Vikings have done to put themselves in that position, I think there's a number of teams who feel like they're going to try to put together a package to jump up and take their quarterback of the future. I mean, that's where teams are right now. And here's the only other – or I guess here's the last thing I'll say. Just because they make this move, we've seen so many precedents set now with the Steelers moving on from Kenny Pickett. We've seen other teams move on from quarterbacks. These young men, if they're moving up to take them, they're playing – and they got about 2 years now. And if they don't show you something in that two-year time, it is done. Mm-hmm. That's it.
So 2018, you had – or not 2018. This was the 2020. This was the following the COVID year. You had Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance. So that went 1, 2, and 3. But to your point, I can't recall another time that there was 4 in a row, like straight off the board.
How does Minnesota get to 4?
They trade both first round picks this year, right? They trade the one they just acquired, and then the what number 12 overall?
11.
11 and 23.
11 and 23, and they probably have to include another pick, if not two, along with that. Now again, there's an NFL draft value chart where that's going to be way more than what Arizona's probably going to look at their chart and say provides sufficient value. But when you're trading up for a quarterback, we always see teams pay premiums for this. And again, because if they do so, it doesn't matter what that trade was. Because if it works out, no one's going to question it. And if it doesn't work out, that general manager's not going to be there anymore.
Dang.
I love the philosophy. Like you may as well get your looks in while you're there because you're not going to have an opportunity later on. By the way,
shoot your shot, right?
I also did see.
Let's say for example, yesterday you meet someone famous, right? You got to shoot your shot.
Damn right.
You got to put yourself out there. You got to make sure that you take that opportunity when it comes there, right, Var?
Got to get some pictures. You have to. You got to do it. Got to get pictures, especially if you meet a Hall of Famer, somebody who's got like a play named after them. Like, you want to make sure that you get those, that you meet them and everything is
King of the Mammals
is good. Damn right.
I met Jared Goff's wife yesterday too.
Did you?
I did. And I met, what's her name? Brooks. Is that her name? Brooks. Know.
Did you ask Jared Goff's wife if she even listens to the safety protocol on a plane, or does she just have her own flotation devices just right there?
Yeah, LeVar, how was your eye discipline?
Brooks Nader. She was on the cover of Swimsuit Edition for Sports Illustrated. I didn't even know who they were. We were all sitting at the Beverly Hotel in the Polo Club. We were having a meal, and they were...
What up, Polo Club?
They were air hustling us. We were air hustling them. Next thing you know, a conversation ensues, and it's a whole bunch of wags.
I'm sorry, what is air hustling?
Air hustling is when you hear other people's conversations. Now, I was not formally air hustling. I was just listening. Like, I could just hear it. And I guess they did the same thing, and then it turned into a friendly table-to-table conversation. Yeah.
You didn't know what air hustling or ear hustling is, Brady? You didn't know what that
I've
meant?
Never heard that before
really?
In my entire life.
Damn.
Yeah. I usually try to go where there aren't people, so I just not hear anything.
That's my favorite.
I've got a household of 4 kids. There's always someone talking. Literally, there's never a time in my life where there's not someone talking. I mean, I do a radio show, so I wake up, and really, we're just talking. Us three for 3 hours. So
yeah, peace and quiet doesn't exist.
No,
those two words not in the vernacular there. So I mean, listen, you met Jared Goff's wife.
Yeah. Met Bernard Hopkins.
B-Hop.
What up, B-Hop?
Yeah, he's a cool dude, man. Very down to earth dude.
Cool. I mean, I think.
I mean, I guess I haven't met any bad dudes that were boxers. De La Hoya is pretty cool. Down to earth dude. Yeah.
Was he wide awake?
You guys go skiing together?
Yeah.
No skiing.
No.
Nope, just talking about the fight that's taking place. Yeah. You know, Canelo's fighting again. So, yeah, it's going to be good.
No.
How old is Canelo now?
Early 30s.
That's it?
I would think.
I feel like he's been around forever.
Dude, he has, but he is young.
I think he's had like close to 60 fights. Like he was fighting when he was a teenager back in Mexico. You imagine being a teenager. It's like, hey, you guys want to go throw the ball around?
He's 33.
This guy's fighting professionally. But he's done well for himself.
He has. He has done really well.
Now, so you got to meet Bernard Hopkins. You got to meet Jared Goff's wife. How soon into realizing that it was Jared Goff's wife, that you started thinking about Petros's breakdown on her a couple months back here on the show when Petros?
Well, I didn't think about that. Didn't come to mind. No, I was just, you know, they were very cool people. They were nice. We were all sharing laughs and having a good time. So it was good. It was cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool.
What were you drinking? Like, I'm picturing it right now with like a little rosé.
No, I had mezcal and some pineapple juice with a little squirt of lime juice.
What they call
it? Really good.
They call it a Greyhound. Is that what that is?
No. That would be vodka, wouldn't it?
Oh, I don't know. Not familiar with that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what mine is called, but
you're not
really
familiar,
good.
But you just try to call out exactly what the drink was.
Well, somebody said grapefruit, and what is it? What's a
That's
Greyhound?
That's a Paloma.
I mean, Lee's a drinking expert.
Grapefruit and tequila is like a Paloma.
That is true, and the Greyhound is grapefruit and vodka.
Yeah
vodka, there you go.
Fair enough. Yeah, I was on the grapefruit train.
Using pineapple juice, though, with mezcal. You know, like what we did when we were at Bones and Bourbon and Bones.
Oh, B&B.
B&B. What up, B&B?
A lot of people be out there for the Final Four, too.
They be out there?
Yeah.
Make sure you go to Bourbon and Bones if you be out there for the Final Four.
Damn right. You'll time travel if they make the drinks like they did last time. Yeah, that'll be fun. Two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. And just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today and fill out your tourney bracket now in the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. Visit FoxSportsRadio.com now to register, fill out your bracket, and get rules. Compete against Fox Sports Radio hosts and fellow listeners to see who has the best bracket and win great prizes. The Fox SportsRadio.com Bracket Challenge is now live, and it is presented by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels. Coming up next here, though, we are going to tell you about how we have identified the most relatable head coach in all of football, and the details are yours next.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddy as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up top of the next hour, about 15 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios, we are going to tell you about how a couple of players in the NFL realized, you know what? It's just not worth it. It's not worth it. These prices are absolutely not worth it. They're just like you and I, and we'll explain why that is coming up here a little over 15 minutes from now. Before we get to another edition of In Case You Missed It, though, I want to remind you that shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. So if you've missed any of today's show, be sure to check out the pod. You search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air.
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you In Case You Missed It.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, Lee Dunlap.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jonas. Good morning, Brady. Good morning, LeVar.
Good morning.
Guys, in case you missed this, for the second time in 10 years, the Harbaughs.
Hey, Lee.
Hey, Brady. For the second time in 10 years, the Harbaughs, that's, of course, Jim Harbaugh and his wife, are having a garage sale. This time in Ann Arbor. Last time was obviously in San Francisco or Santa Clara, wherever the hell that was. But, apparently, according to Boots on the Ground, for $20, you could purchase anything that fits in a bag, including...
$20?
Yeah, including Tim-issued clothing from Michigan.
Mm. Why would he get rid of that?
What a deal. Now,
that is a good deal.
By the way,
can you haggle?
If there was a coach that was going to have a garage sale just after they signed, what was he getting, like $16, $18 million a year from the Bolts? Like, if there was a coach that was going to have a garage sale, it would be Jim Harbaugh. This seems like it makes sense.
I just
sense.
Don't know why he's getting rid of the team issued here. Like, some of that stuff, you know, maybe his grandkids, right? Or kids right. would want it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you remember Bud Grant, the former Vikings coach, used to have a garage sale every year, and people would come all around, and he wouldn't let you haggle. It's like, the prices are the prices. Don't try and haggle. Because some people would figure, okay, well, we'll just come later in the day when it's getting close to getting dark out, and maybe he'll lower the prices.
This speaks actually to something that, Jonas, you know so well.
Yep.
Talk to me about the way you go about driving down prices at garage sales.
You know, I'm glad you asked. We've never done this before on the air, so I'm glad you finally brought it up after all these years. Definitely. So, like, growing up, my mom loved garage sales. And so
like
we would
doing
wait.
Them or going to them?
No, nobody wanted our stuff. But we loved going to garage sales. So, like, the newspaper would come out and they would have garage sales every Saturday, or somebody would have a sign up in the neighborhood with an arrow pointing to a garage sale. And so what you do is you walk up to the garage sale and you kind of look around, and if there's something you want, you got to make sure that you got your money spread out in different pockets. So you maybe got a $20 bill in your front pocket and then a 10 in the back right and a 10 in the back left. And so that way you walk up and say, you know, I saw this ottoman here, this coffee table for $40. Will you do it for $20? Nah, sorry, I can't do it for $20. So you reach in, if you already have the $20 in your hand, then you go, you look around for like any more cash and you pull out a rolled up $10 bill and say,
out of your back pocket.
Like, hey, will this do? And they're like, you know what? Go ahead and take it. Little do they know you got another 10 in your back left.
Right.
You know, that's the move.
You have told this story.
Actually. I have not. Yeah, listen, that's the first time.
It does it often.
First time ever told on the air here at Fox Sports
I thought
Radio.
You had one, too, where you like cut a hole in your pocket. Right. And you pull it out and you show them how you've got nothing in there but lint.
Fair enough, yeah.
What's that one?
Well, I tell them to take a closer look, and then we go to a Chargers game. So
I wasn't going in that direction.
That's where you're going.
No, seriously. I thought one of them you told me you try to like, like empty out. I don't know. I forget.
Wow.
There's different variations of this, I think.
Like, remember,
empty out, hole in pocket.
By the way, by the way, Lee, didn't
That's San Diego version of the Chargers, though, not the L.A. version.
Right? Lee, did you get a fedora? Remember we were doing a show with Catino Mobley?
Oh, wow.
And for some reason we thought, hey, let's wear fedoras in studio one day because
yes.
Catino loved fedoras. Did you go to a thrift store and get one?
Yeah, there's a famous strip here in locally that has a bunch of thrift stores, and I paid way too much for a fedora.
How much?
It was like $20.
Oh my god!
It was way. I mean,
is that way so much at a thrift much. Store?
I should have got. It was really dusty. I really should have got it for like $5.
It looked like they pulled it off a dead body in a boating accident and just put it in the store. Yeah. And Lee's like, you know what? I'll pay top dollar for that. I believe there was still human hair on it. Like there was all sorts of things that were happening there. Hmm. So.
Yeah.
Hard, what else we got?
It was hard to find that fedora, but I got it. Guys, in case you missed it, Netflix has announced the follow-up to their hit quarterback docuseries. This time it's going to be called Receiver, and it's featuring Devontae Adams, Justin Jefferson, Deebo Samuel, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and George Kittle as a receiver.
I feel like
QBs.
Yeah, I know they want to do receiver. I'm sure they'll go to like all sorts of different groups, but... Does this kind of speak volumes, though, about the fact that they tried to get a second season of quarterback and they failed?
QBs was like, hell.
Quarterback's like, nah, we're good.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's the reality is I don't think they pay these guys enough to get them to go behind the scenes and see their personal life. Like, as much as, you know, professional athletes will do things on social media, they're also building a following to get paid off of that. And it's much easier than having someone constantly, you know, walk around with you, film you, be in your personal life and all that. I think it's gotten to the point where they're just not paying these guys enough because in many cases, the guys they're you know, taping have made a lot of money or are making a lot of money.
I mean, George Kittle, like, what are we doing? You can't find another wide receivers don't like attention. You can't find another one. You got to throw in George Kittle. It's not a wide receiver. I'm a stickler for the details.
That's why they should call it pass catchers instead of receiver.
Great point.
Or
ball catchers.
Great point.
Also, I think receivers probably has been used in other movies.
Receivers.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else we got, Lee?
Guys, one of my favorite traditions, it's the Masters dinner menu has just been revealed.
John
Rahm, of course, is bringing a taste of Spain to Augusta.
Yeah, I've seen this.
Yeah. Cool. Interesting menu. Of course, we're going to start with some tapas. I'm going to try and do my best here. We got...
Say it again. Tapas?
Tapas. Get some tapas.
Oh,
it's going to get worse than that. It's going to be... Lorena's going to be mad at me. Ibericios, which is acorn fed.
Just have... have Lorena.
Lorena.
Read
all right, Lorena, you read these
good
off
call.
Here.
All right. I can't promise much better. Oh, gosh. Okay, yeah. Ibericios?
Ooh,
that sounds good. I don't know if I even said that right.
Dios mío.
Idiazabal con trufa negra?
Ah, mira.
Yeah, I like that one.
Racist, though.
It does, right? Tortilla de patatas.
Tortilla potatoes. Yeah.
Spanish omelet, actually, with onions and confit potatoes. Chistorra con patata. Once again, spicy chorizo and potato. Croqueta de pollo and lentejas estofadas.
There's a Wendy's right outside the gate there. I think I'm going to be hitting that up.
Can you say French fry? More? Okay. Ensalada de Taxcargro.
You know what they should have said to him? They should have said, hey, como se dice Waffle House?
And then sound as good saying it as Lorena.
There's a Wendy's like right across.
You could have a la parrilla. That one sounds fun, right?
I just can't roll my tongue. I can't roll my R's and stuff.
Milhojas, crema. Yummy.
Frustrating.
Now you're getting it, Lorena.
Yeah, she's getting really into it.
See, there's hope for you now. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.